Do you see any opportunities for Australians, either at a government level or individual institutional level, to take part in European Space Agency science activities?
Yeah, I think there are certainly possibilities. We have a cooperation agreement with Australia, and we have for a long time. But, you know, I am a little wary of saying this, but Australia really did lose out at the early parts of the space age. It had all the right cards in 1959 and somehow played them all wrong, whereas Canada, you know, which I always think was kind of similar to Australia in size and even cultural background, Canada played its cards all the right way. And so Canada successfully plays off between the Americans and the Europeans. I think getting more than its share in both directions, partly because it negotiates both ways and actively pursues a very clearly defined Canadian space policy that's associated with what Canadians want space for. And it's right from defense through to astronomical exploration. And I think it's been lacking, if you'll forgive me saying it. I mean, you know, I'm sure you hate Englishmen coming down here and telling you what you should think, but you know, I think Australia has kind of missed, hasn't got its a sense of what it wants from space. It's got lots of assets. I mean, the fact that I have to come to Australia to build our first deep space antenna, we're going to build two more, obviously at other points on the globe, but the fact we had to come to Australia first is a significant fact. Quite clearly, in another time, Cape York would have been an ideal place to, you know, be the spaceport for the world. It isn't. But you have to decide what you want to do. And since you're, you're not a big nation, not a large number of people, you almost certainly have to do it in cooperation with somebody else. And that I think is the is the challenge. You've got to form alliances. But first, before you form the alliances, you've got to know what it is you want to do. And what I feel that needs is some sense of what Australia is about in space. I think Canadians have done it. I think I've got a great admiration for how the Canadians have got themselves into a variety of activities in space. But certainly with Europe, there are potentials for cooperation. I mean, I would have been very happy if I could have got some Australian contribution to this antenna I didn't inaugurate. The Premier of Western Australia inaugurated yesterday on behalf of the agency. But no, we paid for the whole thing ourselves. It was an entire European investment employing Australians to build it, or to mix the concrete anyhow, and to guard the site. It's true. Actually, the basic dish was constructed by Canadians because of our links with Canada. But, you know, there are things we could do in cooperation where each side would gain. But you've got to have the opening. Certainly in Western Australia yesterday, there was some interest. And in fact, I was encouraged to approach the minister here, the minister in Canberra, about this issue. But I think you Australians have to make up your minds what you want to do and tell your politicians and then persuade the politicians it's a good idea. Well, all I can say is never give up. I mean, I there's a cynical point of view. One of the problems that you have in Australia is you've taken enough of British culture to become sometimes a little helpless and cynical. You should reserve that for the cricket field. What I'd like to see in Australia that perhaps in the technological area really was more proactive. Where you really, I think if you stop asking the question, if you stop asking for something, you inevitably don't get it. And I think there's something here. I think it needs to be explained coherently. You know, people need to understand that space isn't just for enthusiasts, it's not just for fun, that it's actually important to the society and indeed to the health of the country and the health of the country's economy. But if you stop, actually, you know, politicians really do whatever it is they feel they need to do to get elected. And so basically, if you can persuade the populace, or a large, you know, the thinking populace, the talking populace, the influential populace, that it's necessary, politicians tend to follow. And I think that's, you know, it's a challenge to Australians. I think you should. I mean, you know, Robert the Bruce, you know, keep, try and try again. It's all you can do.